ABC News is sponsored by Wilson Doran Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In just a few hours, Vice President Kamala Harris accepts the nomination for president at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. She'll lay out her vision for the country. Her rival, Donald Trump, campaigning in Arizona, just as authorities announced that they're searching for a man threatening to kill a presidential candidate in Arizona.
Sources tell ABC News that candidate is Donald Trump. Ronald Lee Syverud has outstanding unrelated warrants in Wisconsin and Arizona for hit-and-run DUI and failing to register as a sex offender. Police hope to use those warrants to get him off the streets or searching for him now. We're told the Secret Service is aware and monitoring. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FDA has given the green light to updated versions of the COVID vaccine targeting the latest strains. New doses could be available in the coming week. Self-driving car company Cruise and Uber announcing they're teaming up to deploy robo-taxis in some U.S. markets by next year. This is ABC News. Ukraine has added in drone strikes inside Russia this week, part of their ongoing incursion into the Kursk region. ABC's Patrick Reivel is in Kyiv and says the latest attacks appear to be targeting critical Russian air bases.
President Zelensky today visited that border area with Ukraine's top commander. He said that Ukraine is still making some advances there and claimed to again take more Russian prisoners. Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, has accused Ukraine of trying to strike the Kursk nuclear power station, which is located about 30 miles from where the fighting is taking place. It should be said, though, that that claim should be treated with considerable skepticism. Instead, I think it's much more likely that this is an attempt to try and attract international criticism onto Ukraine.
Tropical storm Hona has formed. It's well east-southeast of the Hawaiian Islands, and it's on the latest track. The tropical storm is expected to move south of the Big Island, bringing gusty winds and rain, along with life-threatening rip currents. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCL News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Partly cloudy tonight, and patchy fog is possible with a low of 54. Partly sunny and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 81. Winds will be south 10 to 15. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a small chance for a few spotty showers, low 60. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy right now, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A motorcyclist has died from injuries received in a motorcycle versus car crash Saturday night. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified by the Grant County Coroner's Office yesterday that Trevor King, 27, of Platteville, had died as a result of his injuries. The crash investigation showed that Trevor was traveling southbound on Highway 61 on his motorcycle in the township of Potosi with his passenger, Paige Adams, 25, of Platteville. At the same time, a vehicle driven by Jacob F. Marshall, 25, of Cuba City, was westbound on County B approaching Highway 61. Marshall did not stop at the stop sign and failed to yield the right-of-way to the motorcycle. As a result, the motorcycle collided with the car and King and Adams were ejected from the motorcycle. Paige Adams was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center and later transferred to another hospital in critical condition. Trevor King, 27, of Platteville, was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center and later was transferred to another hospital where he died. The Richland County Board of Supervisors met in closed session Tuesday night for purpose of appointing a county treasurer. After receiving the resignation of County Treasurer Jeffrey Even, the Board of Supervisors may appoint a new treasurer to fulfill his term. Following closed session, it was announced that the board has chosen Ashley Mott to serve out the remainder of Even's term. The treasurer's term is up for election in November. Ashley Mott will have to win the election in the fall to maintain the seat. Jeffrey Even's name will appear on the ballot, as it was too late for him to have his name taken off when he resigned to take the position as the treasurer for the city of Platteville. The Madison Common Council approved a referendum to go on the ballot in November. Voters will be asked to approve a $22 million referendum to fund city operations. Madison is facing a $22 million budget deficit in 2025. Even if the referendum is approved, leaders will still have to dip into Madison's reserve fund. Voters will also be weighing in on a referendum for the Madison Metropolitan School District, the first time both the city and the school district are asking for money on the same ballot. Residents in the Thomas School District will be asked to vote on a massive referendum this fall. The school board voted Monday to put a $177 million spending increase on the fall elections. That money would go towards a new high school, converting existing schools into a middle school and elementary school, and renovations and improvements. School administrators say the upgrades will keep the district operating in the long term and that people were receptive to the plan this spring. A former Wisconsin Rapids school counselor will serve prison time for child sexual assault. A Wood County judge sentenced Christopher Bondioli to 3 years in prison and 4 years on extended supervision. The 54-year-old was found guilty of child enticement, sexual contact, and sexual assault of a student by school staff after pleading no contest to the charges earlier this spring as part of a plea deal. He's also been ordered to pay court costs and restitution to the victim, who did read an impact statement during Tuesday's sentencing. A group of veterans is making their way through La Crosse on a healing journey. Project Hero is a nonprofit dedicated to supporting veterans, disabled veterans, and first responders with PTSD. They're cycling 450 miles from St. Paul, Minnesota to Madison. Organizers of Project Hero say it gives them a sense of camaraderie, a mission, and a huge sense of accomplishment. They ride 60 to 90 miles each day. They got to La Crosse last night. Today, they're riding to Reedsburg. They'll make their way to Madison tomorrow and celebrate together on Saturday. The 165th Crawford County Fair is being held through Sunday in Gays Mills. Every year, the Crawford County Fair is home to many fun-filled events for the whole family to enjoy, with amusement rides, live music, shooting, livestock shows, crafts, hobbies, and more. Today's activities include the Midway Porky Pig Pork Producer Show, followed by the Swine Judging at 5:30. Tonight's grandstand event will be Challenge to the Champions Bull Ride at 7. Tomorrow will begin with Sheep Judging at 9. Nick's Kids Show will be held in the entertainment tent at 10, noon, and 2. Beef judging will be held at 12:30, and live music featuring Abby Lane will be available in the entertainment tent at 3:30. Friday's grandstand event will feature a tri-state truck and tractor pull beginning at 6:30. Admission to the Crawford County Fair is $5 per person today and Sunday, $10 per person Friday and Saturday. Exhibitors can pick up entry tags for this year's Richland County Fair today until 6 o'clock, and again Saturday from 11 to 3. Autumn Fest will take place this weekend at the Blue River Village Park. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
Autumn Fest weekend starts on Friday with the Men's Fast Pitch Softball Tournament at the Blue River Village Park Diamond. There are many other events happening on Friday night. Here's Blue River Fire Chief Justin Degenhart.
So we have our Euchre tournament starting at 7 o'clock, and that's always it's been there probably the last 10 years. It's gets bigger and bigger every year. That little shelter is usually pretty full of gentlemen playing euchre. That's, like I say, that starts at 7 o'clock in the shelter in the park. Then we have our water fights under the lights, which that's been a staple here for the last about 8 years. And we've been drawing anywhere from 10 to 15 teams. We usually have a couple gentlemen that come down from up around the Marshfield area. And then Friday night, we've got Roddy Dahl playing in the park shelter.
Saturday is the biggest day of the Autumn Fest.
So 9 o'clock Saturday morning starts our Maker's Market, vendor market. As of right now, there's 14 vendors that'll be there. They've got everything from food to clothing, whatever you can think of. It's usually good, like the farmer's market type stuff is the same thing they're having there. Our Canoe the Blue event, depending on the weather, that'll go right at 9:30. We'll start registration for that. And then Friends of Blue River are sponsoring an open house in the old school. There are a couple speakers there. Mark Cup will be at 10 a.m. and Ben Moffitt at 10:45. Our beanbag tournament will start around 12:30. And then this year, because of not having high mileage on Friday night, we're having them on Saturday night starting at 8. And because that's going to be going on at 8 o'clock, we moved our tractor pull up. So we're going to start weighing in at 1:30 now for the antiques and start pulling around 2 p.m., hoping to get the tractor pull done a little bit earlier so people can do the tractor pull and the band, and then they're both not going on completely the whole time together. And then our scavenger hunt's 5 o'clock at the gazebo in the park. And then, like I mentioned, high mileage is 8 p.m. there to midnight.
The Autumn Fest continues into early Sunday.
We got Monty Berger again this year for the Cowboy Church. And that starts at 9 o'clock in the park shelter there. I think it usually goes till about 10, and then the line usually comes from there right to the chicken, which that starts at 11.
The home stretch of the Autumn Fest will take place Sunday afternoon, and there will be a lot to do at the end.
Our parade starts at 2 o'clock, which has been the great staple there. The Sawdust Money Hunt, which is sponsored again this year by Compeer Financial and Community First Bank. There's quite a bit of change in that sawdust for the kids to dig out. And then the Kitty Tractor Pull, which is sponsored by the Riverdale FFA Club. They do that on the tennis court in the park. And then the firemen will put on our kids' water fights right after the sawdust dig, once the kids are all done with that. And they go down and do their kitty tractor pull. They can come back up the hill and get wet and cool off for the afternoon. And then at 3 o'clock, the Other Brothers Band will start and play to 6.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Laverne Coy of Richland Center on ticket number 327 and Craig Redman of Wazika on ticket number 3249.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacqueline J. Jackie Bennett, 78 of Boscobel, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Family and friends will gather at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet following the service. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Fire Department would be appreciated. Jacqueline J., Jackie Bennett, 78 of Boscobel. Dennis Fry Sr., 75 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 2 o'clock Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Woodstock Cemetery, with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Dennis Fry Sr., 75 of Richland Center. Judith Fairby, 87 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Friday, August 30th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, August 30th from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judith Fairby, 87 of Richland Center. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Saturday, September 7th at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, September 7th from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland, died Sunday at Upland Hills Health. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland. Kathleen J. Kathy Albaugh, 72, of Richland Center, died today at Harvest Guest Home. No services will be held. Memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Kathleen J. Kathy Albaugh, 72, of Richland Center.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After another comfortable day today with high temperatures scraping the upper 70s, now we're going to fall to lows in the mid-50s. With clouds increasing this evening, we'll become partly cloudy overnight, but tomorrow morning, patchy fog is possible. That will quickly clear and give way to partly sunny skies with pleasant highs. For Friday, we'll reach the low 80s. Winds will be a touch feisty out of the south. A few more clouds build in by tomorrow night, with a small shot of a few spotty showers swinging by. Some of them may be seen lingering early Saturday morning, but those will quickly clear on out of here and give way to a mix of sun and clouds and warmer temperatures. In fact, highs will be soaring to the upper 80s, and it's going to be dragging in the muggy conditions too. And with all of that comes the chances for showers and storms, especially Saturday night and possibly lingering into Sunday morning too. The sunshine will be abundant for Sunday afternoon. It's going to be a summery day with highs soaring to near 90 degrees. That heat and humidity really building, it'll really sink in on Monday. Yes, I know, right as we start the work week off. Ugh. But, you know, sunny, hot, humid conditions with temperatures in the low 90s on a Monday? Why not put those on repeat for Tuesday, too? Which we do. Just a few more clouds build in on Tuesday, and this is also when the shower and thunderstorm chances push in. Some of those could be strong to severe. It's a little too far out to tell the timing, but we'll keep an eye on that for you. Otherwise, for Wednesday, looks like the system wants to clear. Maybe still swinging some showers around, but otherwise partly cloudy, warm and humid still, with highs in the low 80s. Some relief in those temperatures will be felt as we close next week out and cruise into next weekend. So, don't worry. But remember to stay hydrated and keep cool. But overall, I hope you enjoy the swing of summer heat. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 74 degrees after a daytime high of 75 and a morning low of 50. Yesterday's high was 75 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1947 is 101 degrees and a record low of 42 was set back in 1958. Last year's high was 88 with a low of 64. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:54 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:15. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 4 miles per hour, and our barometric reading is 30.15, and our humidity is at 49%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And we got some bowling information to pass along. The Lucky Strikers League will start on August 27th, meaning to be held at 6 p.m. prior to bowling. Also, the Merchants League will begin the season on August 28th at 6:30. Also, Home Talent League playoff action is going on today. It's actually this evening. So the night league tournaments that are being held tonight, their semifinal games will feature Cambridge at Verona and Middleton at Jefferson. High school football is already underway this evening. There's a few teams near the area that are going to be playing games tonight. That includes La Crosse Central at Wanakee, Bangor at Melrose Mindoro, and Marshall at Johnson Creek. Also, Bayport will be playing at Middleton, which is a few of the close-to-the-area games that will be played this evening. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, rookie Victor Scott II had three hits and scored the run that snapped a scoreless tie in the seventh, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to a 3-0 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers today. Mason Wynn and Alec Burleson each added two hits apiece in the ninth hit attack for St. Louis. The Cardinals won the final two games to take the series after losing seven of their previous nine games. The Central Division leading Brewers had won six consecutive games before the consecutive losses to the second-place Cardinals, who still trail Milwaukee by 10 games. Milwaukee recorded just three hits with only one after the first inning. And the Brewers will be back in action tomorrow. They'll be over on the West Coast taking on the Oakland Athletics in a three-game series. The game one of that three-game series is tomorrow night with the first pitch at 8:40. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 8:05. Other games in the majors that were played today include the Nationals beating the Rockies 8-3. It was the Yankees over the Guardians 6-0. The Cubs beat the Tigers 10-2. And the Athletics defeated the Rays 3-1. Games that are going to be played tonight include the Reds at the Pirates, the Angels at the Blue Jays, the Braves will be hosting the Phillies, the Orioles hosting the Astros, and the Padres hosting the Mets. The Seattle Mariners have reportedly fired manager and lacrosse native Scott Servais, with the team in the midst of a two-month-long collapse, having blown a 10-game lead in the division and tumbling to the fringes of playoff contention in the American League. The Athletic reported today that Servais had been let go, citing unnamed sources. The report said former catcher Dan Wilson would be taking over. The decision came on the heels of a disastrous 1-8 road trip that dropped the Mariners back to 64-64 after sitting 13 games over 500 at one point in mid-June. The Mariners trail Houston by 5 games in the AL West and are 7.5 back in the wild card standings. Servais had 168 wins and 642 losses in charge of the Mariners.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. A stinger injury has running back A.J. Dillon on the sidelines at a time he needs to show Packer coaches they should keep him on the roster. Cutdown day is next Tuesday. The battle for Green Bay's third running back is between Dillon and Emmanuel Wilson. Dillon had to deal with a similar injury last season. Wilson had an impressive summer training camp, making the situation even more difficult for Dillon. Coaches in the Big East expect Creighton to win the volleyball title, with Marquette finishing second. Aubrey Hamilton, Yadahira Anachenti, and Hattie Bray, as well as Carson Murray, were named to the preseason all-conference team. Hamilton was a unanimous choice, and all four have received conference honors in the past. The Golden Eagles went 16-2 in the conference matches last season, good for first place. They made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Former Badgers basketball standout Sam Decker has returned to the Madison campus to finish his degree. The 30-year-old athlete left the basketball program early in 2015 to take a shot at the NBA. That meant he left without a diploma. He played 201 NBA games for 5 teams over the last 6 seasons. Decker has been a star overseas. He averaged 18 points and 5.6 rebounds while leading the London Lions to the 2023 British Basketball League Cup Championship. And Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz and assistant coach will be suspended for the number 25 Hawkeyes, I should say, opener against Illinois State on August 31st over a violation while recruiting a player. Iowa Athletic Director Beth Getz says the suspension of Ferentz and wide receivers coach John Budmeyer was self-imposed. Seth Wallace, assistant defensive coordinator and linebackers coach, was named the assistant head coach in January and will fill Ferentz's role for the game against the Redbirds. Ferentz is beginning his 26th season at Iowa, where his 196 wins ranked third all-time among Big Ten coaches. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Old Cooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to shop till you drop at its 2024 Rummage Romp this Saturday, August 24th from 7:30 a.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. at the Richland Center Community Center. As in previous years, this year's Rummage Romp will feature lots of clean, quality items at amazing sale prices, with all proceeds from the sale going toward meeting the needs of animals taken in by OMHS. To learn more about this year's Rummage Romp, including how to donate items to the sale or to volunteer to work at it, check out the July OMHS newsletter or last week's edition of your local newspaper. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were lower Thursday. Cattle and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on speculative and technical selling. Most forecasts you have warmer, drier weather to start September, but stress could be limited by the generally good soil moisture levels. New crop export demand strong after the recent drop in price. September beans were 21 and three quarters lower at 941 and a quarter. November was down 20 at 961 and a half. September bean meal was 610 lower at 306.40. September soybean oil was down 56 points at 40.44. Corn was down, watching late development conditions along with the results from a major private crop tour. Weekly new crop export sales were solid. Ethanol demand's bullish. September corn was four lower at 371 and a half. December was down four and three quarters at 393 and a half. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling along with the higher trade in the dollar. Wheat saw another round of pressure from global prices while watching Canada's rail strike. The spring wheat harvest is catching up, but more near-term delays are possible. September Chicago was 8 3/4 lower at 5.11. September Kansas City was down 7 at 5.29 and a quarter. September Minneapolis wheat was 13 cents lower on Thursday at 5.68 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher and oversold signals in the higher midday move in box beef. October live was up $1.27 at 175.90. December was 1.25 higher at 175.52. September feeder cattle were up 252 at 238.20 with additional support from the weakness in corn. October feeder cattle were 257 higher, 234.25. And with the cash and wholesale business during the session, October lean hogs were up $3.47 at 79.62. December was 240 higher at 70.27. We'll be back after this brief break with your full look at the cash livestock markets.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Their light round of direct cash cattle business developed Thursday. Live deals were at $183 in Kansas and $184 in Nebraska. There's been scattered trade throughout the week, and more business is expected before the end of the day Friday. Boxed beef flows higher with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 78 cents at $3.1599. Select closed 95 cents higher at $3.0203. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down about 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with fairly light negotiated purchases. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.30. with a weighted average of $83.36. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values close higher, up $1.88 at $96.43. Bellies, hams, butts, ribs, and loins were all higher. Picnics were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up more than 15,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. It's a buyer's market for used farm machinery. John Tofty with I-35 Auctions tells Brownfield, farmers are reluctant to purchase because of higher interest rates.
These kinds of things do cause some pause on the market, but for those folks that are ready to go out and buy something, they've got the cash to do it, it is a buyer's market. It's a great opportunity right now.
More news is next.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, may be incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. This is why HALO exists. HALO provides housing, healing, and education to kids who need it the most. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. But HALO cannot do this work alone. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life, a chance that they deserve. Consider a gift to HALO to make a difference in the life of a child in need. Go to haloworldwide.org today. Make a gift now to make an impact. That's haloworldwide.org. haloworldwide.org.
Regional agronomist says rains during the growing season have been ideal for forage production. AgroLiquid's John Leaf covers the northeastern U.S. and Ontario.
Those midsummer rains were able to get, you know, a nice second cutting, and for those that are into their third cutting, a lot of good third cutting is going on because of that.
A north central Ohio farmer says challenges have been minimal during the growing season. Steve Reinhard farms near Bucyrus.
Things that got planted early in April look really good right now. Corn is, you know, in full bent, actually running probably a couple weeks ahead of schedule, and the crop really looks good.
Poultry production during July was above last year's level. USDA says 4.6 billion pounds of poultry were certified wholesome in July 2024, 8% more than a year ago, pushed higher by a 9% gain in chicken. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Improving soybean management through a friendly competition. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. For the past 8 years, the University of Nebraska Extension has hosted a competition for corn growers in the western part of the state to determine best growing practices. This year, they've broadened the scope to include soybeans. On this week's episode, we'll hear from Extension agronomist Chris Proctor about the Testing Ag Performance Solutions Program. We'll learn more right after this.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The University of Nebraska Extension's Testing Ag Performance Solutions Program, also known as TAPS, features 18 teams of Nebraska soybean farmers competing against one another to find the best soybean management practices. Chris Proctor tells Brownfield.
It's really a farm management competition is what it is. And so the idea is it gives opportunity for growers and different folks to make different management decisions and engage with different technologies within kind of a competitive format. So it just makes it kind of a fun environment and see how your decisions ultimately benchmark against other folks in the competition.
He says the results will typically vary based on decisions made.
What's always interesting is, regardless of the number of teams, we always get a nice range of decisions across those different teams. And so right away we get to see, you know, what impact might soybean variety have on the outcome of the competition.
UNL Extension educator Jenny Reese says the participants also learn a lot from their own teammates.
One of the guys on our team was really strong in marketing. We were really utilizing each other's strengths and learning from each other. And then also just making some changes on the farm afterwards.
Proctor says the TAPS program has seen corn growers in the past be able to cut nitrogen levels by 60 pounds. He says the competition poses very little risk to farmers who participate.
We put everybody on the same field, so it's the same environmental conditions, same soil type, and so we really get a good sense of how do those decisions play out against one another under kind of a controlled environment.
Each team has 4 replicated plots at the Eastern Nebraska Research Extension and Education Center located near Meade. Proctor says there were 14 soybean varieties planted this year.
A range of different seeding rates between 120 to 180,000 seeds per acre was selected this year.
He says each team made their own specific herbicide decisions for their trial.
We really try to build in that cost component of it. So it's not just about yield, it's just not about crop performance, but it's that combination of crop performance and economics. And so we get to see all that together.
Proctor says results of the competition will be announced in early 2025 at a conference in Kearney, Nebraska. The Extension office shared information about the TAPS program at a soybean management field day near Ulysses, Nebraska earlier this month. Those wanting to take part in next year's program can find out more on the UNL Extension website. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Back to school means back to germs. Remind your kids to wash their hands regularly to stay healthy. This back to school tip has been brought to you by Muscadet Mini Mart, Walsh's Ace, and by Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. Let's make this back to school year safe for everyone.
hate this acting like it's not killing me when it does. And now watch that game, it still looks good on your wrist. Don't you think it's time we end this little experiment? 'Cause I
was Tennille Arts with I Hate This on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till the 8 o'clock hour bringing you some more great music right here on WRCO. Hoping your Thursday evening is a good one. Kind of cloudy out there right now. And according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, our current temperature is now at 72 degrees at 547. Winds are out of the west-southwest around 2 to 3 miles per hour. So not really windy day, but it's supposed to be a little chilly up tonight. It's supposed to get down to 54, but might as well enjoy the cooler weather if you prefer that, because it looks like Friday is supposed to get up to 81 for a high, which still isn't bad. But as we get into Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, even Tuesday is supposed to be pretty hot. So be prepared for the warmer weather and possibly some storms the beginning of next week. So, yep, summer's still around, folks, and it's hard to say. Usually we get this hotter weather in September. Well, we'll wait and see what Mother Nature has in store for each and every one of us. Just want to let you know that exhibitors can pick up entry tags for this year's Richland County Fair. And this evening, you still have a little bit of time. You have until 6 o'clock. Otherwise, if you're unable to make it out there to pick them up, you can pick them up on Saturday from 11 to 3. Also going on right now is a farmer's market, and that's being held in Lone Rock. And that's usually held every Thursday from August 22nd through October 24th. And the time is usually from 4 to 8. So you have until 8 o'clock tonight for that farmer's market. That's being held at the Center Park on Highway 130 across from the Lone Rock Community Building. Local vendors and food trucks are welcome for $10 a site, and no pre-registration is necessary. Home gardeners are encouraged to bring your overstock. For more information, you can call 608-588-4514.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I stop and watch the sunset fade. What gave me life and took my breath away? Did I take a last call, stranger? Oh, so I wouldn't have to wake up. Just another ghost in this town. It was I when no one was around. Did I even know what I was living without? Who were all my favorite songs about?
Exactly.
exactly what to say. Ooh.